to all of us and to our entire TMC family. TMC family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we get to enter your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts and go into your courts with praise. You, Lord, are our joy and our strength, and your praise will forever be on our lips. Thank you for this call, the Master's call. And thank you that we get to celebrate 8 years of it and many more. Thank you for our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for their yes to you, Lord. Continue to pour back virtue and wonderful blessings to refresh them into overflow in every aspect of their lives and their family and their community and nation, Lord. Thank you for our Artist Life family, the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for the Kings of Artists. Thank you for the Body of Christ and Artists, Lord, and just the Body of Christ worldwide, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that it is growing and you are speaking to them, Lord. And we just also thank you for our TMC family, Lord. Thank you for blessing them and for going into overflow with your wonderful supernatural and natural blessings in their lives, Lord. Thank you for every single speaker and listener. Lord, thank you for opening up all of our spiritual senses, our spiritual ears, spiritual minds, spiritual hearts, and our spiritual eyes to see and to hear all that you have for each and every one of us, Lord, as well as for your body corporately, Lord. We love you and we praise your holy name, Lord, and we disagree that your kingdom come and your will be done here on this earth that you call Artist Life, the Master's Call, family, and the body of Christ as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, we are continuing our 8th year celebration, and it is a Jesus joy to greet you, and I'm going to turn it over to our wonderful doctor and Pastor Vanessa, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. Mother Eagle, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning again. Good morning. Good morning. Thanks again so much for greeting and feeding our TMC family on what we lovingly call the telecommunication sanctuary. We are so blessed and excited as we journey on in this 8th year celebration, and we're doing it all month long, being grateful, reflecting, reminiscing on how faithful God has been to each and every one of us. And as we love to say, thank you for starting your day with the Master's Call family. As all of you know, on the exact date, October 25th in 2010, we began this journey, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and yours truly, myself, Dr. Vanessa, accepted the vision, the mandate, and the mission to begin this call. And the Lord downloaded the scripture for us from the 88th division of Psalms. Psalms 88, the 13th verse said, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And each and every day we have started this call lifting up that scripture that we're crying out to our Lord and Savior. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where we have archived our calls from the beginning of this journey until now. And we invite you, always say, if you need a word break, encourage your spirit, be in the presence of the Lord, invoke the presence of God, go to that website and click on any of the many messages at www.themasterscall.net. www.themasters, with that S, themasterscall.net. and you'll see the bios of all the speakers who have spoken on our call and hear the many, many powerful messages that I assure you will bless your heart. The theme that God gave us at the beginning of this year is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. In 2018, through me, meaning each of us have a role to play, we can look for supernatural expectation. We want to see it, Lord. Demonstration. Illuminate our thinking. Revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, we swing back on welcome hinges. We invite you, if you'd like to be a greeter, as Pastor Rebecca from Snailville, Georgia did this morning, and salute and welcome our callers as they call in or host the call as I'm doing today. Or if the Lord has downloaded a word from him fresh off the Holy Ghost press that you want to feed to God's people, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Feel free on any of these lines to submit your info. Information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Ben Terrell, or again, yours truly, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. Now, the thread that yoked all of these powerful people together is the phenomenal company of Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family entering 29 years ago. And we are now, we started as artists, we're now Artist Life, and we truly have great products, garments, skincare, coffee to make you look good on the outside but be healthy on the inside. And this call's main point and platform is to lift this company up in prayer as we celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ each and every day. Now, the new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday right after this call, and a team of great leaders are always each and every day giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. That number to call in immediately after this call is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005, and the pin code is 294617. 294617. There is a bypass number for those of us who have carriers who want to charge us something, but we have a bridge number that all you do is call this first, and then you'll use the number I just gave. And that bridge number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Now, we want to get our speaker up, and he's no stranger to this call. Like we said, we have been celebrating all month long the faithfulness of God to the Master's call. Monday through Friday, since we began, be it on a Christmas, Thanksgiving, July 4th, we've been here to lift up the name of Jesus, to edify and empower our Artist Life family. And it has just blessed me from the many speakers we've had thus far up to this day. You definitely want to go to the website and click and listen, and we still have many more to come. But today we're being blessed by someone who we all know and love, and I love him so much because he's been with us since the Genesis, since the beginning of our journey, and that his consistency and his faithfulness, I always want him to know, is greatly appreciated. For those of you who don't know, his name is Pastor Everett Thomas, and I want to read the whole bio because I want to get him right up so he has plenty of time. But he is an a born-again, baptized believer, ordained minister, comes from right outside of Detroit in Ecorse, Michigan, has a heart for God's people. He has been married to his lovely wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. He has definitely been ministering in coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and has a heart for the elderly. Right now, he is ministering at the Across the Park in an apartment community. I call it to the shut-ins who can't get out because his belief is that iron sharpens iron. So I want to introduce to some and present to others our mighty mouthpiece for this morning out of Detroit, Michigan, our very own, maybe was on the way, man of God, Pastor Everett Thomas. Welcome to the Master's Call. Good morning, sir, and the floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
Well, God bless your heart. Thank you so much. To God be the glory. The great things he has done and yet doing in our lives today. Acknowledging Minister Rebecca and thank God for you, and Dr. Nessa Weatherspoon, and to the co-founder of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and to my TMC family. Great day on today. To God be the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad therein. Praise God. Well, I just want to invite your attention to Isaiah chapter 26. Very familiar scripture, the third verse, which reads, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. That's the New King James Version. Our thought for today is, what's on your mind? It's a question mark. What's on your mind? What you been thinking about? According to Isaiah, if you want peace, your mind must be stayed on Jesus, stayed on the Lord, and trust in the Lord. Amen. Occasions for anxiety, it does happen. And Jesus reminded his followers that in the world you will have tribulation, according to John 16:33. The prophet Isaiah wrote that God gives peace in spite of conflict and turmoil. Peace is so basic to God's nature that it is part of his name. God the Father is the God of peace, Philippians 4:9, Hebrews 13:20. God the Son is the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6, and God the Holy Spirit produces peace in our lives, Galatians 5:22. So to have perfect peace, wrote Isaiah, we must focus our minds on God and trust in him. So what is on your mind? What are you thinking about? Many times we are so concerned about what's happening in the world. There's nothing wrong. We need to be concerned. But the Bible says to pray for those that are leadership. We hear so much talk about what Trump is doing, what he's not doing in the White House, et cetera, et cetera. But the problem is we're so concerned about the White House, we're not doing much about our house. Come on, somebody. We have a house, amen, that sometimes not where it should be because our focus is not where it should be. So I just wanted to kind of help us to change our focus. What you been thinking about? What's on your mind? Looking at Proverbs chapter 23, another familiar scripture, the seventh verse, it says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. That's the A part of it. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. A note here I have here from John Maxwell Bible says, leaders understand the importance of their minds to the future of their organizations. Consider some of the timeless principles offered in Proverbs chapter 23 about our minds and a godly vision for tomorrow. Number one, your thoughts determine your character, verse 7. Number two, be careful of your thoughts. They may break into words at any time, verse 7. Number three, don't waste your thoughts on those who don't hunger for them, verse 9. Number four, the first person you lead is you, and the first organ your master is your mind. Number five, don't let your mind drift away from God's truth and into vain envy, verse 17. Stay confident that your vision will come to pass, verse 18. Then number seven, discipline your thoughts to remain steadfast in what you know is right, verse 19. So you look at Proverbs chapter 23, verses 7 through 19. It has such, amen, a lot to say, much to say about our mind. So what's on your mind? What kind of thoughts have you been thinking? About 8 years ago, the mind was on this particular call. Amen. Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK had a thought on their mind. Let's do something about early morning and have something that will inspire our people of artists. And they had a mind to do this. God placed it on their mind and they brought it to fruition. So we are celebrating this month of a thought that came to fruition. Amen. It's just so important to allow God to intervene in our thoughts, because thoughts do determine our direction in life. Amen. Looking at Philippians chapter 4, let's start at verse 6. It says, reading from the message, it says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ's disciples, or shall I say when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Let me read it again. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Verses 8 and 9, summing it all up, friends. I say you do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, refutable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best and not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmony. So, amen. Question again is, what's on your mind? What you been thinking about? You hear many times that we look at the thought patterns in our society and how way off they have gotten. Up is down is up, and negative is positive is negative. And just everybody has their own ideas of what truth is and what's wholesome. And it's just sad to see how the world thinks, but understand that's the world way of looking at life. And thank God for the God kind of thinking. Amen. The positive type of thinking, and knowing that God is still on the throne and that God has everything in order. It may look like it's in disorder according to the world standards, but God has a way of keeping things in order. Amen. All things work together for good for them that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. So God has a way of making something good that looks like it's bad. Amen. That turn things around in our life. So just think on the things that are wholesome. Amen, and watch God work. And, of course, the text says not only keep your mind on him, but trust in him. Trust and obey, the songwriter says, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So you have a mind. I woke up this morning with my mind. Come on, somebody. Stayed on Jesus. Amen. Walking and talking with my mind. Stayed on Jesus. It's good to have peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Amen, amen. But so many people are so busy trying to give somebody else a piece of their mind, P-I-E-C-E, and missing out on the P-E-A-C-E of mind. Come on, somebody. Amen, amen. So The mind, of course, we hear many times, especially in the month of February, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Amen. Amen. Are we cultivating our minds daily? Are we really taking time to read materials that would challenge our mind? Amen. To become more godly. Amen. To become more focused on the things of God and things of moving forward in life. And amen. And have a mind on helping somebody else. Amen. Sometimes some people have such self-centered minds that it's all about them. They don't care much what happens to those around them. Amen. But they're so focused on themselves. And this past Sunday, I was challenged to make a decision. Family said they wanted to come to church. They live quite a ways from the church. And, amen, when you have a small church, you have to wear a different hat. So I had to put on my bus captain hat. Come on, somebody. Bus ministry hat. So I had to go across town and pick this family up. And they were very untimely. Service started at 11 o'clock, right? Okay. Here it is going on 11. And I had to go across town, and they wasn't ready. So part of my mind said, well, just leave them. Just teach them a lesson. Next time they'll be on time. Then the Lord said, no, wait on them. They had a desire to come. You wait. So I said, all right. I had to wait and wait and wait and wait. So I got to church. It was almost 12 noon. But I knew the service was going to be on. You know, I have people that know how to keep the service going. And my wife, she carried on the service, what have you. What I'm saying is that sometimes your mind get impatient. Come on, somebody. You ever got impatient? Amen, amen. But the Lord said to wait. Be patient. Be patient. These people, they had a mind to come to church. And you know, sometimes we just have to, you know, just have to be patient, wait on people. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. So Lord had to give me a waiting lesson. Amen, somebody. So what I'm saying today is our mind. Our mind is so very important. So much so that even God, amen, had something to say about the mind. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 29, you know, about he said his thoughts, he has his thoughts was toward us. Amen, amen. And when he had thoughts, of course, you know those thoughts are awesome. So here he is talking to the Israelites. And he told them in verse 11, he says, if I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Wow. So here's God thinking about us. And in fact, even he told Jeremiah, before you came to your mother's womb, I had some thoughts thinking about you. Amen. I knew you, and I ordained you. Amen. So your thought life is powerful. If God had to think about you, how much more we have to be thinking? Amen. The kind of thoughts that will honor him and glorify him and edify the body of Christ. So my brothers and sisters, I just wanted to kind of challenge us about our thought life. What's on your mind? What have you been thinking about? Your thoughts determine your destiny. Amen. Of course, we hear so much about the grave, the cemetery says that so many people have died with their thoughts, with their visions, with their dreams inside of them in the graveyard. So don't let the cemetery obtain everything we have on our mind to do. If you have a mind to do something, get up and do it. Amen, amen. Yes, you can. If you have a mind that says you can, you can. If you have your mind that says if you can't do it, then you can't do it. You're already defeated. So have a mind that says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Have a mind saying I can do it because God said I can do it. Amen. Well, that's it. That's all I have for you today. Thank God for the mind stayed on Jesus. Thank God for your mind. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. V.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God. What's on your mind? That was so powerful, so simple, but yet so profound. And we thank you for sharing that word with us this morning. Some of us do need to do that checkup from the neck up to see what we've been concentrating on, what we've been focusing on, and make sure it filters through the word so that our mind, that old song, woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. You took us back with that. As many of us know, our day would go a lot better. Our day would go a lot smoother if we would do just that, keeping our mind on Jesus. So thank you, thank you, thank you again, man of God. And as I've always said, I thank you for your loyalty, for your service, for your commitment to be on the Master's Call since the beginning, and also with us on the morning motivational call on Inspirational Monday. You have just been a pillar for us, and we appreciate you so much. Well, just a few announcements, and we're going to go into prayer. You all excuse my voice. I'm kind of battling here. I've been doing Mimota Plus and cough drops and everything, but let's pray. We have many prayer requests that are before us. We're still praying for those who've been so affected by Michael, and some were just getting over Florence, those hurricanes, and keeping them in prayer. We had those who have had their bodies affected, health challenges. We're covering those. There have been those who've had loved ones transition, and we want to keep all of them in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you today. We thank you for this tremendous Tuesday that we've never seen before. You promised us that your mercies were new every morning. And today we come boldly into your throne room, as you've instructed us to in Hebrews 4:16, to obtain that grace and that mercy that we need. We thank you for the manservant this morning who delivered such a powerful word of God, simple so that a child to an adult could understand. Asking that simple question, what's on your mind? Now we ask you to pour virtue back into this man of God. Touch all that is important to him. Continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of him. Do what only you can do for Pastor Everett Thomas and our First Lady Cheryl and all that involves them. The Father, we ask you to continue to lift up this Artist Life family, each family represented on this line. You touch, heal, deliver. Father, for some of us, reminding us we need a mind check. We need to check what we've been thinking on and get our mind back on you to think the things that are good and pure and lovely and just and of good report. We pray for those who have been affected by the recent hurricanes. Father, supernaturally intervene. We pray for those families who lost loved ones throughout it. Father, we pray for those who have challenges in their body. We send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue even right now. And Father, there are some who have lost loved ones that are grieving. I ask to send the shalom peace, that Isaiah 26:3 peace that surpasses all of our understanding. God, some just need you to show up in their finances and give them the favor, the Jehovah Yireh, or as some call it, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you that you are that provider that supplies everything that we need. So, God, we just thank you that we cover every desire spoken and those that have been unspoken to our TMC family, because we know you know them all. And, Father God, we thank you for 8 years of your faithfulness. So we seal this time in prayer, knowing that you're a God that hears and answers our petition, because our mind is stayed on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, we're inviting each and every one of you to head over to the new morning motivational call. Awesome today with our manager, Ms. Artemis Wicker, hosting the call. And again, that number to call in is 712-770-4005. PIN code 294-617. And again, if you need a bridge number, it is 716-293-9707. Well, thanks again for being a part of history as we're celebrating all this month. Thank you for supporting the Master's Call family. When I look up and down this board and start to see new names and numbers, we thank you. We don't take any of you for granted. We pray earnestly for you. Trust me, we call your names out in prayer. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. We're going to ask our speaker, our mouthpiece who brought a phenomenal message, Pastor Everett Thomas, to come back and give us our benediction.
Praise God. Thank you again for the opportunity and honor to serve today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, power, and prosperity henceforth, now and forever. In Jesus' name, be blessed.